A federal judge in New York has approved WorldCom's plan to settle fraud charges with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Under the proposed settlement, the nation's second-largest long-distance telephone company would pay $750 million to settle its $11 billion accounting scandal. Competitors such as AT&T and Verizon argue that lets WorldCom off too easy. The judge says while the company needs to be punished, anything that amounts to a corporate death penalty would unfairly penalize WorldCom's 50,000 employees. A federal bankruptcy court still must give its approval of the deal.